So this story is less about a literal family business and more about how we negotiate this whole business of family, especially when a family member believes that she's in the wrong role. In this case, that family member is Sophie, a curly-haired, twinkle-eyed 6-year-old who loves her pet rat.
Yes, Popo. The blacky one, the black one.
How come you named him Purple?
Because I love Purple.
She loves Purple. She also loves her chickens and her dog. But if she could have any pet in the whole world...
I'm stuck between a rat or a dog.
Well, you're lucky because you've got both of those.
Oh, can I choose two?
Yes.
Rat and a dog.
Sophie was born a boy. Now, we've all seen big changes in how society looks at transgender people in the last few years. And now science is starting to see them differently, too. To understand how, a little history on Sophie and her family, who live in Bellingham. Her mom, Jenna Lopez, says she started seeing signs that her son wasn't going to be a regular boy back before he turned 2. She figured it would let up, but it didn't.
She started correcting us on pronouns, and, you know, she'd say things like, I'm a she, not a he. She would cry if we misgendered her. She'd become angry. And at one point, she would not allow us to call her by her birth name. So when that became that persistent, I knew it was more than just experimentation.
So as a parent, now you have this dilemma. Do you go with it? Or do you assume that this will pass? I mean, my son spent a year insisting he was a werewolf. Now he does not. So do you risk reinforcing a temporary phase, or worse, nudging her toward a life of challenges that non-trans people don't have? And then there's just the fact of having to let go of that little boy that you thought you had.
Her birth name, you know, was tied to my family in a way, tied to her grandfather. And there's that loss. There's just things you just don't really think about.
But you grieve that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I used to be Yoshi. I didn't like being called Yoshi. And they used to think I was a boy.
How did you tell them that that wasn't who you are?
Because I proved it, right?
You proved it?
Sophie did prove it to Jenna, at least as far as Jenna's concerned. It took time, and it took Sophie's dad, Vernon, having his own journey with it. He shuddered to think of his child being bullied, or worse.
So he was like, well, maybe we need to do something to, you know, kind of toughen her up or make her more, you know, more male.
And also, they knew the stats, which seem grim, though more on that in a minute. Research has shown that transgender kids have very high rates of depression and anxiety, and the major study found that 41% of transgender people attempt suicide before age 20. That's 9 times higher than the rest of the population. So all that played into Sophie's dad's thinking.
You know, he loves his child and wants her to be as healthy as possible and live a, you know, healthy, normal life. And so realizing that if he supported her, that was more likely to happen, I think. You know, he was maybe 4 to 6 months behind, I would say. It took him to come around. I mean, he did a great job, and he's very supportive now.
Vernon and Jenna decided to support Sophie, to let her grow her hair out and call her she, and just allow her to be their daughter. So what might life be like for a kid like Sophie? Is she in for a lifetime of struggles with mental health? That is the question Christina Olson was wondering about when a different child, the 10-year-old child of a friend, was transitioning. Olson is a psychology professor at the University of Washington, and so she looked up the research.
There were no studies to date about kids who had actually fully socially transitioned. So I had no idea, based on the literature, what impact my friend's decision would have on her child's life.
Socially transitioned means children whose families let them live in the gender that they feel that they are. We're not talking about kids taking hormones or getting surgery or anything. So there are studies of the mental health of trans kids, and they look bleak. But Olson says that those studies are based on kids in clinical settings where they've often been brought in to be treated or cured. And that raises this question: how much of the depression and anxiety come from being transgender, and how much of it comes from the way that transgender people are treated? What about kids whose families support them? To answer that key question, Olson is doing what she says is the first large longitudinal study of those kids. It's early, but she just published results comparing 73 trans kids aged 3 to 12 to two control groups.
They have exactly the national average for depression, so they're no more or less depressed. They show a marginal, like a tiny bit of an increase in anxiety, but nowhere near the rates that previous work has found.
The study can't make a direct connection between the healthier outcomes and parental support. But Olson says at least it shows the struggles aren't inevitable.
These are certainly the first results to ever show that you could have a large group of gender nonconforming kids who are doing well.
But there's still that question. What if this is a passing thing? Olson is studying kids as young as age 3. Can they really know?
In terms of it being a phase, this is something that worries a lot of people, and the scientific literature is actively debating. So our study is only about 3 years in, but we have yet to have any of the kids switch back.
He's like the boy in the witches, Mommy.
Sophie's mother, Jenna Lopez, is pretty sure that she can tell the difference between a phase and true gender identity. Take, for example, her older daughter, 9-year-old Nora.
You know, she thinks right now like that being trans is really cool, and she wishes she could be trans, and she's tried that on a few times, you know.
Tried on a male identity?
Right. You know, she says, I'm a boy, and then she went to being, well, I'm not a boy or a girl, and I think now, actually this year, she started admitting that she likes princesses.
That, Jenna figures, is probably a phase. But Sophie's experience is different. Sophie's feelings run deep.
She had a tremendous amount of dysphoria around her penis. She didn't want to touch herself, which, you know, I just tried to help her love her body. It's part of her body. Even if she doesn't want to keep it, she has to take care of it. And now she is able to touch and care for herself. She's actually even proud that she can pee standing up.
Now that Sophie is Sophie, and the whole family's on board, Jenna says Sophie is much happier.
She blossomed much more. She was much more expressive, and she kind of bubbles sometimes. She just sits there, and she's jumping around, and that wasn't really there before.
I like being a kid.
You like being a kid?
Yeah.
What do you like about being a kid?
That I get to be Sophie.
You like being you?
Yeah.
You can learn more about Christina Olson's research on the well-being of transgender kids at our website, kplusoundeffect.org.